to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2110, recorded on Wednesday, 19th of August, 2020. I'm Nikki Barnes, and I'm joined by Tim Peters. Between us, we'll be bringing you news items and letters from the Norwich Evening News, updates from our information desk, and two features. The first feature considers how important a healthy ocean is for us all. The second feature takes a more light-hearted view of life, in which the writer describes the trials and tribulations of taking a young family out for a day of simple old-time activities. This week we welcome new listener Mrs. Joyce List. Hello, we really hope you enjoy receiving Chatterbox. We were delighted to receive messages from several listeners this week. Mrs. S. Watts of Norwich and Mrs. M. Gaffney from Horsted both found parts of our last recording particularly amusing. We apologise to Margaret Hare and Mrs. M. Bassingthwaite, both in Norwich, for the faulty sticks you received. We'll send you new copies of the last recording as well as this week's edition, so you should have plenty to listen to this week. We'd also like to thank Mr. A. E. Rivett in Poringland for your kind comments and your generous donation. Before we go on to our first batch of news, we've a message about the latest edition of Let's Talk. Before we go on to our first batch of news, we have a message about the latest edition of Let's Talk.
Hello, this is Alison Aplin. Immediately after this week's Chatterbox, you can hear the September 2020 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Our regular team of readers will be bringing you a variety of topics, ranging from hot cross buns to butterflies, and from tapas to talking. Sounds like something for everyone, wouldn't you agree? So I do hope you'll stay tuned for Let's Talk straight after this edition of Chatterbox.
Over the last 2 weeks, we've continued to have news about the effects on all areas of life of COVID-19. There have been a number of items concerning the leisure industry trying to cope with the COVID-19 restrictions. Together with more and more restaurants reopening, there was a further relaxation in restrictions, enabling bowling venues and soft play to open last weekend. On the entertainment front, Norwich Theatre has made steps in providing live entertainment by putting on events in a big top tent in Chapelfield Gardens. But sadly, we have more job losses or the threat of job losses. We also have the issue of the recent tightening up of the enforcement of face mask wearing. We'll begin with news about changes underway in Norwich city centre. We hear that road improvements have started in Tombland, and also that Norwich's Castle Keep is undergoing a major revamp. We then follow with Norfolk Police's view on enforcing the face mask policy and the council's approach to taking on track and trace. We finish off this section with news about the torrential rain that parts of Norfolk experienced last Sunday. Over to Tim for news first on the Tombland changes.